You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome. Jags and Saints tonight at 7 o'clock. time to find out who's going to win that Saints job. And, oh, by the way, there's some question whether or not it's going to be Gardner Minshew or Trevor Lawrence.
Buying that?
I am buying it.
Why?
Well, maybe if he feels like that Trevor Lawrence isn't ready, then you know what? There's a lot of starting a lot of rookie quarterbacks that aren't going to be the starter. They want to bring them along slowly. Mac Jones is already on the bench. Cam won that job. Cam has won the job. Andy Dalton is more than likely going to be the starter instead of Justin Fields. Why do you think that it would be? You think it would be outrageous for Trevor Lawrence to sit at the start of the season?
Yeah, I do. I mean, first pick of the draft, quarterback, a guy who was polished coming out. I do. I think unless you're worried about him getting pummeled from a perspective of, you know, protection, pass protection, he doesn't strike me as a guy that needs Trey Lance needs to sit. Trevor,
although
Lawrence,
he looks pretty good,
Trey.
Yeah, he threw an interception, but he had two TDs.
Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence, you know, Trey Lance has got everything working for him over. That's a perfect situation.
Yeah,
but Trevor Lawrence.
Well, there's another reason maybe you sit him.
Why?
Because you're not all that great.
You're paying him. You need him to play, and he's not a guy who you think is going to rattle mentally. He's been a 3-year starter, tons of high leverage games. He's the face of the franchise. I don't see any reason to put him on the bench.
In a few of those big games, he didn't play very well. He didn't play very well against LSU.
But he's the first pick of the draft. Yeah. And he's got
played terribly against Ohio State.
He's got generational – well, he had no protection. His offensive line was atrocious.
You're throwing him against one of the great defenses – the great rushing defenses.
Exactly.
Okay, and the Texans in game one, you're throwing them right to the wolves for this defense, this ball hawking defense.
I can tell you that's got
how many turnovers? What is this? Eight now? Eight turnovers for this team?
If I'm Urban, they've created a ton
takeaways.
Of
takeaways. Excuse me, Lovey doesn't like takeaways. Turnovers.
They created a ton of takeaways. But if I'm Urban Meyer, I'm rolling with Trevor Lawrence. Let's see what happens. You got some veteran offensive linemen. You got a running game. You've got wide receivers. Like, there's just no reason not to play Trevor Lawrence. There's none. Let him learn. If we wanted Deshaun Watson to play right away, why would you not want Trevor Lawrence to play right away? Deshaun was on the bench for a half. We know Trevor Lawrence is more talented than Gardner Minshew. We've had plenty of Gardner Minshew. The mustache is a nice little funny little thing. Oh, look, he's got cutoff shorts and a mustache. He lives in a van. Oh, it's all funny. Oh, he wears a headband. And then when you strip all that away, you're like, oh, yeah, he's just an average backup quarterback is what he is.
That's who he is. Of all the backup quarterbacks?
Average?
No. I think he's one of the top NFL backup quarterbacks in the league.
That's great. He's a backup.
Yeah. That's not average backup quarterback.
Well, so...
he's one of the greats.
Especially
with A.J. McCarron down now.
Well, let's see him as a backup then, because he's been a starter up to this point. Hasn't been one of the great starters. Hasn't even been one of the good starters.
No, but let's put some respect on his mullet too.
Why? I don't want to put any respect on
put
any.
Put some respect
I'm not
on his
respect
mullet.
On anything from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. All right.
Except Trevor Lawrence.
Well,
and of course,
this is
Travis
a big game.
Etienne.
This is a big game that we need to pay attention to because this is the opener, and if you want to go to the opener and get pizzas too, listen. The Texans are giving away. They're giving away 12 pizzas. They're giving away a case of beer. If you would dare go to a Texans game, you're getting free stuff, okay? Because they can't sell out that opener. A team that had 17,000, over 17,000 on their wait list, can't sell out their opener. They've gone to a different place. All right, 713-780-3776. We've got a caller on the Officer Harris. We got a police officer that's calling the show for whatever reason. I don't know why. Let's get Officer Harris here on the show. Hey, Officer Harris.
Yeah, it's Officer Harrison. How you doing?
Good. Oh, Harrison. I'm sorry. How are you, Officer Harrison? How are you?
Yeah, I wanted to reach out. I've listened to the show for a little bit, and we've got, I know you have hundreds of thousands of listeners right now, so I want to make sure and get this message broadcast out. Unfortunately, we had a crime take place yesterday, and it happened to a Houston athlete. And Framber Valdez was assaulted and robbed of a win. He had a win. And unfortunately, he was attacked by three assailants. They're all Caucasian, stand around 6 feet tall. All three have beards. They're in the neighborhood of between 26 and, 32 years old is the description we got on them. And it appears that one gentleman came up and really distracted. He kind of took the win and kind of started jostling with Framber for the win. That's not when the win was taken. Unfortunately, the two other gentlemen with beards came up, assaulted him, and then the fellow with long hair, from what the description that we have, is a gentleman with long hair, a bit of a wild person, came up, and he's the third of the assailants, came up and stole the win from Framber Valdez, officially took it, and so... And then they converted it at the pawn shop into a loss. So I just wanted to get that out there. If any of your listeners, once again, three assailants were Caucasian. They were between ages 26 and about 32, beards. One gentleman had long hair, all right-handed. And unfortunately, a good Houston athlete here in Framber Valdez had a win that was stolen from him. And we would love any help that we can, any tips. There's a tip line. We're offering
Crime Stoppers? You want people to call Crime Stoppers?
Well, call us, Officer Harrison. Just Google it. And then
Google Officer Harrison? Okay.
Right. You can find me on Twitter, on my socials, on my IG. And we'd love to get any tips that you have on who might have been the ones who stole that win from Framber. We just want to make sure and return that to him, get it back to him, and really eliminate the crime being done to him.
I just looked up Officer Harrison, and it says knife attack. Officer.
Yeah, that was me.
You got attacked by a knife?
Attacked by a knife. I got attacked by a knife, but luckily it was from Miles Straw, so I was able to disarm him and push him down.
Well, this is no X. This is an officer in Harrison. Oh, okay. That's different.
Nigel.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. So, yeah, officer. There's a lot of fatal shootings by Officer Harrison and other stuff. So that's probably
paintball. Yeah.
Fatal paintball shooting. You had a fatal paintball shooting. Okay.
I once ripped the guys. Spine out of his back, but that was a fatality on video game. That was different. But,
okay.
Yeah, I've done fatalities before in that regard. But well, I'd like you to focus. Keep your eyes on the prize here. We had a win stolen. This is the second time. Framber's been victimized twice now, and we'd really like some help in finding the culprit. So if you can find them, once again, I gave you the descriptions.
Yeah.
We'd love to kind of turn that in and capture these guys and keep this from happening again to Framber.
Yeah. Well, I think you can. There's been criminality in the Astros bullpen. I would look there at the usual suspects in the Astros bullpen first, Officer Harrison, if you're looking for. Now,
we looked to Rayleigh, but we didn't see anything. We were able to uncover anything with Rayleigh yesterday. He's usually the first guy we go after.
Right. Brooks Rayleigh is actually one of those guys, yeah, that you would. He's been criminal. Enoli Paredes is on the lam, I guess.
There's a manhunt out for him, but we're not looking very hard.
You're not looking very hard for.
He stays gone. He stays gone.
Right. Okay, so you're not looking outside of the precinct. I got you.
No.
Okay.
We just go outside every day and yell, Enoli! And if he shows up, he shows up. If not, not. But we don't really put a whole lot of effort in trying to get him back.
What about Scrub? He's been criminal most of the season, if you want to know the truth. Yeah.
And Abreu, we actually closed that case. We're not even looking for him anymore.
Okay.
And we took him off the milk carton, just not even, don't even care. Hopefully everything ends up okay with him, but we're not really.
As we understand it, Joe Smith has fled to another city as well. And he was.
Yeah, he's out of our jurisdiction. We cannot extradite him. Yeah. And then, you know, our jurisdiction also doesn't reach into Fort Bend County for the Skeeters, so we're not really worried about those guys either.
Yeah, they're Houston Harris. Officer Harrison is from Houston Police Department. Gotcha.
Yeah, so if you can help us find the three gentlemen that stole a win from Frommer yesterday, that'd be great to get your help. So I just know you have millions of listeners, so we wanted to get that out there.
Mm-hmm. Officer Harrison, what kind of reward are people looking for with tips to the whereabouts of the thieves?
Good question. We're going to feed them in food.
Food.
Yeah, we've got two tacos, $1.29 deal, Jack in the Box thing. We'll do something like that.
Okay.
And we'll feed you in food. We'll let you ride around with us one night, do a ride around. That ought to be fun for you.
Ride around in the squad?
Or? We use our gun. You know the speed gun that we have that we pull you guys over with? We're going to let you throw a baseball to Officer Richardson, and then we're going to shoot and we'll say, oh, you know, 61 miles an hour, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you get to have your pitches timed. That will be cool for you.
Yeah, so that's your reward for finding the culprits.
Absolutely.
Stole the win from Fromber. Gotcha. Yeah. That's good. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and hopefully our listeners can help you find those.
Help with that. Go ask
them. Yeah, okay. There's Officer Harrison. I didn't know Officer Harrison was going to be calling the show.
Yeah, if you want to contact him, just he's at Google, Officer Harrison. The number will come up, and you can text
Well,
or
actually,
call
like
tips.
I said, the guy who is knifed in Harrison, and there's another shooting Harrison cop. Other than that, yeah, that's I got
He's also
you.
On Instagram, too, so he's on, might, in, might he's, show up there.
He's on the Insta, I guess. Okay.
Didn't on say if his gram. DMs were open on Insta, but I would assume so.
Yeah, on the gram. Okay.
On the gram.
On the gram. Yeah, so there's that. Thank you, Officer Harrison.
Fromber had a win stolen.
Yeah, he did. Apparently he did.
He actually did. That was sad.
It was sad. It was a sad day. Sad day in Houston, it was. All right, you know what's a great day? When you get your custom patio.
Texas Custom Patio makes it a great day. Got the, so I think we're going to start next week. We're putting cooktop. Well, I'm going to get my designs next week. So this is how it works. Steven Schell or members of his group, his design team, will come out there. They'll look at your space that you have. And it's amazing because they see things that most of us don't. They'll see the space. Because he's done thousands of jobs already, he's probably done a job in the space you have, and they you know, understand what they can build. And then he draws it up in the CAD system that he has, so it looks completely lifelike. You see exactly what it's going to look like. You'll see the exact design. You can help, obviously, with telling them what you're looking for in terms of an outdoor kitchen. Do you want a fire pit? Where do you want your TVs? Things like that. And once you go from there, it turns into the process. And the process, boy, it gets framed up really, really quick. It really takes off quickly. And then it takes a little bit more time to fine-tune it. But what you get is something that really adds tremendous value to your home. I talked to a realtor just this weekend who said, those new patios are adding more than they cost to the value of homes right now with the way the market's going. Make sure you go to TexasCustomPatios.com or go to TCPLance.com and see what they did for my house before and after. TexasCustomPatios.com.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the Bench. Go Sabercats.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's see if we can guess whose mom. Let's play Whose Mom Is This? Let's see if just from the sound you can guess who the mom is. Go.
Every time I go to these parties, I don't wash my makeup off. And that's it. I didn't wash my makeup off last night, and I wake up looking like a crack whore. And I don't know why I do it. It's a weird thing I do. I have a big party.
Hold on. Yeah, but you You did catch some of the words.
So did you see this story? Crack whore.
Yeah, right. Norm, did you? So you did hear? That she called herself. She goes out and she parties all night. She falls asleep and she wakes up looking like a crack whore.
I heard that.
Yeah. So that's basically.
Oh, that's a loaded question. I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, but it's actually someone.
If I say a name, then I could get in trouble.
Whose mom looks like a crack whore in the morning?
I don't know. Somebody from the Taliban.
No, not
see,
from...
that. I feel okay, safe that's if a, I say that.
That's a safe answer. But I wouldn't say that because now the Taliban could be, you know, you don't know if the Taliban is listening.
All right,
let's see if any of the rest of it gives up.
I didn't wash my makeup off last night, and I wake up looking like a crack whore, and I don't know why I do it. It's a weird thing I do. I have a big party. I come home. I'm like, you've been raging all night, Lisa. Just throw on your Emmys and K's and fall into bed. You don't need to wash your makeup off. You were freaking partier.
Lisa.
And then I wake up looking like this. I have to wash it off anyway. Yeah. I look like a freaking crack whore. And never one time in my whole entire life have I been able to just wake up and rock what I had left on from the night before. I'm going to have to wash it all off anyway. So I should have made my skin happy. So way to go, Lisa. Full day of football. Okay. We had a game yesterday. Today we've got scrimmage BYU. We've got Jets and Green Bay on the tube. And
oh my
then
God.
We've got Burn Canyon tonight.
Is that
Mike
Zach's
hasn't
mom?
Warned me. I've got 30 minutes and he's leaving
That's
me.
That's Zach's mom?
She gave it away.
She said BYU. I'm like, mm-hmm. Jets and Green Bay? Like, she called herself a crack whore? A
couple times.
Well, she didn't call herself that. She said she looks like a crack whore.
Yeah. But yeah, and you know what? If you want to know the truth, let's find out. Let's see.
That wasn't her there.
No, that's not her.
I was going to say, hey, that's not his mom.
Let's see where she is. She kind of looked like.
Go back to the other page.
You want to know the truth? She kind of actually looked a little bit like a crack whore, if you want to know the truth. Zach Wilson's mom is going to be a thing. She was a thing on draft night. And, I mean, on draft night, you're not expecting to see much. So, you know, if you've got mostly all men in a room and there's one woman that appears to stand out just a little bit, she ups her grade from 5 to 7 to 8, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's mostly all men.
Yeah.
She's lowering her grade today with her crack whore comments. And
I wake up looking like a crack whore.
It sounds like you just came out of smoking a pack of cigs, too.
Yeah, see, she looks much better here than she does crack whore mom.
That doesn't sound, and he is Latter-day Saints, too.
Yes.
That didn't sound like he's full-on Mormon.
Maybe I just always think
everything's, you know, sunshine and cookies and milk. The Mormon people seem like a very nice people. She seemed a little rougher around the edges on that. I assume that's an Instagram. Is that where you got that from?
It was on Insta. Yeah.
Is there any chance that he is going to be, Mom, can you please
get off
Insta?
Yeah, Mom.
Insta's a thing now, too. And I think she's gotten a little gassed up since draft day. She posts a lot more,
She posts, and she's, yeah. All you have to do is Google Zach Wilson's mom, crack whore. And you'll find the video.
Some Saints fan, Mr. Gray, got all upset that I said, he said, I for the life of me can't understand how people like you keep saying Trey Lance needs to sit. He's balling. Meanwhile, Sunshine is sucking ass, but it's let him learn. The stupidity is real. Yeah, I see the video. Yeah, that's, I would not put that on Mormon, but that's just me
She's very, she's different than most Mormons, you would think.
It's a weird thing I do. I have a big party. I come home. I'm like, you've been raging all night, Lisa.
Just
throw on your Emmys and K's and fall into bed. You don't need to wash your makeup off. You were freaking partier.
I'll just be honest. I Once again, this is probably me just not knowing enough about the Mormon people, but raging all night and no alcohol just doesn't, no drugs, no alcohol, and raging all night?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really something? Have you raged all night when you've been on your Lent when you don't drink?
No.
Do you ever rage all night?
Bed. I pretty much go home
Can
to
Can I
bed.
Ask you a question? How do you rage all night if you don't use any drugs or alcohol or even coffee or Pepsi? Like, you don't even drink caffeine. How do you rage?
I think she's your usual Mormon mom. She just doesn't appear
to be. Does she follow the rules?
She doesn't appear to. Why? Well, because she's a crack whore.
No, she's not a crack whore.
That's what she said.
She said she looks like one when she falls asleep with her makeup
Mormon
on.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Who falls asleep in their makeup? I don't know. My wife doesn't wear makeup. But who falls asleep in their makeup? I assume drunk people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Am I right? Drunk people do. But she's Latter-day Saints, right? Unless the dad and the son are, and she's like, nah, I don't do that. Because, you know, you have some husband and wives like, oh, I go to Catholic church. Oh, but my husband doesn't go, or my wife goes to this church or doesn't go to church or whatever. Maybe that's the case. I'm assuming they're all in. All of them are all in. A, how do you rage if you don't have any alcohol, drugs, or, like, the phrase rage seems a little much to me. And number two, how do you fall asleep in your makeup if you're completely sober?
You're so tired because you've been raging all night.
Which raging means what?
Means you
describe
just
describe raging.
Oh, you're
if
just
you're
having so much fun.
Dancing along to the Saturday Night Fever, like movie.
Okay, I guess you could be dancing. You could be at a club dancing. I guess that could be raging.
New York, everybody's raging, dancing.
Yeah,
all night.
She could be out there.
You know.
Yeah, I guess you.
Crack
I guess
horn
if
it
you're
up.
Dancing a lot, maybe that's something you're at a. You could be in a club all night long, not drinking. I mean, that's possible.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm. Do you think she's spending all her time in New York? Do you think she lives in New York?
Des says she's all set for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Ooh,
that's a. I know they are an effing mess.
Yes. Hi, how we doing? Look at this mold. Oh, and you probably use those disgusting raisins in your Jell-O mold. You did not, bitch.
I have a question.
Yeah,
I have never heard Emmys and K's before. Can somebody tell me what the hell that is?
I don't know what that means. Well, I knew it. Emmy. So
Emmys and K's.
What could be Emmy could be a friend, and K could be a friend. Play it again.
I don't. Yeah,
I'm trying to decipher
that. That could be friends. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that means. Emmys and K's. It sounds like some kind of drug.
I didn't get to finish this though. So this guy wants to know why. You know, he thinks letting them learn this stupidity is real. First of all, it's a Saints fan. I don't know why he's in 49er quarterback business.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense to me, unless this is a racial thing, which it just annoys the hell out of me. When people think they have to put capes on for people and you can't even have... Well, maybe it's just a football conversation. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Trey Lance has got 11. First of all, he did not look good in his first preseason game. He's been great in practice. His first preseason game, he had an 80-yard touchdown where a guy broke wide open, had to basically wait for the ball to get to him. He had two throws that should have been interceptions. He had three drops that were not his fault, obviously, that work in his favor if you want to make an argument for him. His completion percentage was really, really bad the first game. He's looked really good in practice. I'd say the overall trajectory is very good. I have a very high grade on him. I have a high grade. Not very high. I have a high grade on him. I have him as the second best. I have actually his grades right behind Zach Wilson, who had a good game the first one. The thing is, you do have a quarterback in place in Garoppolo. I don't know if Garoppolo's going to – I guess he meant Sunshine. Oh, he means Sunshine is in Trevor Lawrence. Here's for Mr. Gray, here's the difference. Trevor Lawrence is on a team who literally was the worst team in all of football, number one. He has 3 years of starting at Clemson, has played in two national championship games. Let me go the other way. You have the San Francisco 49ers have a quarterback who's been in a Super Bowl 2 years ago with that same offense in Jimmy Garoppolo. You have a defense that just got Nick Bosa back. And you have a quarterback who has started 11 total games in the FCS. If you don't see the difference between Trevor Lawrence, who played at Clemson in national championship games, and a guy who has 11 starts in the FCS and it was terrible his one game out this year. Now, I also like Trey Lance a lot, but the process for San Francisco is, hey, we can win without Trey Lance playing right now. Let's take our time and build him up because he's our future. There's no reason to rush him. If you're Trevor Lawrence, you got to try to get Jacksonville, first of all, what a dull market that's been forever, right? You were Texas sideline reporter. They haven't been excited. They had success right out of the gate.
They had to tarp the upper deck.
They had to tarp the upper deck. They've got to get fans excited in Jacksonville. You have the first pick of the draft, a guy who has played in two national championship games, a guy who won a national championship. They need to get that fan base excited. San Francisco's fan base is already excited. They were in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. They can win without Trey Lance right now. Trey's the future, but you don't have to rush it. Somewhere in between is Justin Fields, which is more like the Deshaun situation. So I think Deshaun can play. You know, I think Justin can play right away. He also has that experience. You don't want to rush a guy with 11 starts because what you're seeing in the preseason, they're going to throw so many new looks. And the smartest guy in this draft was not Trey. It was not Justin Fields. It was not Trevor. It was not Justin Fields. It was Trey Lance. Trey Lance is brilliant when it comes to his football background, IQ, and all that stuff. However, he's going to see guys that are way faster than what South Dakota State showed him. He's going to see guys that are way faster than Northern Iowa's cornerbacks. It's going to be a lot faster. It's going to be when he has to face real starters, it's going to look a whole lot different. You don't rush guys like that when you know that they have tremendous upside. You let it happen more organically. Now, if you had Nick Mullins over there as the starter, yeah, then I'm all for full-on, hey, this is full-on quarterback battle here. But with the guy you just went to a Super Bowl with 2 years ago, you don't have to rush it.
Yep.
And Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. You don't have to rush this.
931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, the city of Houston is home of the most entertaining something. The most entertaining something to watch on television. We will tell you what that is on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment, and that's my man Keith Tate, and he just makes the best goal that there possibly could be. It is awesome. Don't go to the box store. You go to the box store and you get your goal, and it's going to be, you know, okay, here's your goal. Well, wait a minute. How do I get it home? Wait a minute. Who's going to install it? Wait a minute. This is not a quality goal. No, none of that is. You call Keith Tate and let him come to your home with the best goal in the history of goals. The tempered glass backboard, the unrestable stanchion, the unbreakable rim. The kids can hang on it all day long, and they will not break that rim. And, by the way, the kids can't actually hang on it because you can lower the goal. If you are looking for a goal for the kids, you're sick of them sitting in the house playing video games, you want them outside, it's going to start to get cooler. The kids want to go outside and play, Dad. The basketball season will be here before you know it. Yes, there will be a basketball season, despite the Rockets. All you got to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 936 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, Lance, the most entertaining coaches to watch on the sideline. Who do you enjoy watching while you're watching a football game? What coach to you is the most entertaining?
The most entertaining coach?
Yeah.
And what's the constraints I have to work under?
No constraints.
All leagues?
Yeah. No. Oh, in college football.
Oh, okay. Hold on. You say entertaining?
Entertaining.
To watch on the sideline.
Yeah.
Well, so we all have maybe different definitions of entertaining. I would say, I kind of like Saban, honestly. I like that he gets a little fired up.
He finished 13th.
Oh, there's rankings?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if he's 13th, I would say Is Ed Orgeron in the top 10?
Ed Orgeron's 7.
Okay. Nope, not Ryan Day won't be in there. I don't think Harbaugh will be in there.
Harbaugh is number 3.
What's entertaining about him?
He gets a little loopy on the sideline.
Okay,
It's obvious. The number 1 answer is obvious.
Okay, then don't tell me. What about P.J. Fleck? Is he
P.J. Fleck is on there. He's 8th.
Okay. Hold on. If you're saying it's obvious, it's not Leach.
Leach is 9th.
Hold on. Not Lincoln Riley. Nobody. Is your guy with the mullet in there?
Who?
OAN.
No. Oh, Mike Gundy is 21st.
Okay. It's obvious?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's got to be SEC then.
No.
It's not Mario Cristobal. He's kind of a lunatic out there.
No.
It's not Dana.
It's Dana. Number one. Dana's number one.
What
are you kidding?
What am I missing?
Dana's antics on the side. His insane. Well, first of all, wears a hat all the time. But his hair before was legendary.
Okay, but
the mad scientist look that he created. His anger, which goes from 0 to 60.
Yeah. You're right.
His pounding on his little piece of paper.
I guess I don't see it as much.
Oh, my gosh.
I hadn't really thought about
that. He's fantastic.
I've seen Orgeron want to fight his own staff. I've seen Nick Saban want to fight his own staff. Yeah. But, yeah, I guess Dana would be up there. He's not the guy. I would think, see, Mario Cristobal loses his mind sometime. And I don't ever see Harbaugh act crazy, but I guess he must.
Harbaugh.
Fleck is just a rah-rah.
Dabo is second. Harbaugh third.
He's a rah-rah.
Gary Patterson. Kirby Smart. He gets nuts. James Franklin. After that. Then Orgeron, Fleck, Leach, Matt Campbell, Scott Frost. But we got number one. We got the number one maniacal coach on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And let's put some respect on him.
Put some respect on maniacal coach.
Yeah. Okay, that you just bypassed our fair city, for which we are number one in most entertaining coach on the sideline, and you just poo-poo it. Oh, it's got to be somebody in SEC. It's got to be. No, it's
That's
not.
That's what I was thinking.
It's no, but it's our own Dana Holgorsen. So congratulations to us.
According to Big Game Boomer,
yeah,
who, of course, is a Sooners fan and I guess has a YouTube show and podcast about college football.
Yeah.
I don't know what data he looked at. I think this was just his personal opinion.
Oh, no, I think it's... Well, that's okay. It's a great opinion. It's a great opinion. And quite frankly, I don't think it's even arguable. He wins. Dana Holgorsen wins.
Though. That's disrespectful.
Hey, just a little preview of what we have coming up. The week of August 30th, ESPN 975 will be giving away tickets to Cirque du Soleil shows in Las Vegas and... One grand prize winner will win a full trip to Vegas, complete with hotel stay and airfare. Be sure to keep your dial locked to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 for your chance to win.
Something cool, by the way, happened over the weekend in baseball.
The 1-1. Fly ball, right center. Deep. Got a chance! 500! Miguel Cabrera has done it! The high five to Santiago as he rounds third and his teammates pour out of the dugout and this crowd in Toronto on their feet. The welcoming committee from every teammate as he heads down those dugout steps. There have been more than 20,000 players in Major League history. Miguel Cabrera has become the 28th to hit 500 home runs.
Great win today. Great win today. A lot of good things happened. But probably the coolest thing we saw happen today is somebody joined 28 players in the history of the game have reached 500 homers. From your first one in 2003, Al Levine. Steven Matz, today number 500. Maybe we've seen you pass a lot of important people, man. We saw you become the Venezuelan hit king. We've seen you pass name after name. Babe Ruth was on the board. Frank Robinson was on the board. Now we're seeing you walk up the home run title. Miggy, thank you for letting us be a part of this. We're going to remember this day for the rest of our careers.
As A.J. Hinch toasting Miguel Cabrera, he had 500 home runs. He had his 500th home run, they told you, the 28th. The last guy to do that that you would recognize, or the names that you would recognize that are not in the Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds, number one. Alex Rodriguez at 762. Alex Rodriguez has 696.
Steroid guys.
Albert Pujols right after Alex Rodriguez. Sammy Sosa.
Steroid guy.
609. Mark McGwire.
Steroid guy.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Steroid guy.
69. Manny Ramirez. Remember that really? Remember when everyone was terrified because there was lots of stuff that found that he might be a woman.
He had
a lot of estrogen in his system, an unusual amount, and that was weird. David Ortiz.
Wow,
interesting list. Gary Sheffield at 509, and then Miguel Cabrera. I don't know. Is Sheff ever mentioned?
No.
I never hear Sheff.
Cabrera.
Is Cabrera mentioned?
Cabrera has been mentioned, absolutely.
By who?
Hold on a second. Miguel Cabrera.
Hasn't he gotten suspended and popped?
Yeah.
Nah, he's never been popped. Is Miggy? I don't think so. He's just kind of a chubby, feel-good guy.
I'm almost positive he's a steroid.
It's crazy how long he's played for Detroit. Once he left, I don't think he's been a guy that's actually been linked, like, other than maybe some rando from a Yard Barker article or something. I don't think Miguel Cabrera has ever been mentioned. He's never tested positive that I know of, and certainly he wasn't on the Mitchell report, I don't believe, although he did come into the league in 2003. But when you look at the list, now, we talk about 300 strikeouts. You're not going to see 300 strikeouts very often anymore because guys know we're not going to see. It's hard to get to 20 wins. It's hard to get to 30 strikeouts. But the idea of getting to 500 home runs, John, with the way that launch angles have changed and the way that people approach the home run, we think we're going to see guys play long enough? You got to play about 18 years or more. That's typically what it takes, 18 years or more. You think we're going to see guys playing long enough to get to, we'll start seeing an influx of 500 home run guys? Because the steroid guys got there fast.
Yeah, no, he apparently he is not, but he did get a DUI. They said he was drinking himself out of the league. So he used alcohol as a performance enhancer, which I think everybody should do, but that's just me. As long as he's drinking Coors Lights, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with him.
I don't know if he is.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't believe.
No, I don't think he's ever been tied to it.
No. You're right.
Beer and donuts, maybe? Beer and pizza? Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have that steroid body.
And you know what's really cool is he went from the Marlins, where he was a young superstar up and coming. He got a big, fat deal in Detroit, but he stayed there for a long, like, he's been, a majority of his career has been in Detroit. He's been a one-stop, he took one stop, and he's been there the rest of the time, and people love him there. They love him.
All right, got to talk right now. How about this? News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But how about this? How about My Bookie right now? My Bookie is here for you, and it is, listen, the football season is here, and you can double down your first deposit right now, giving you the firepower to add excitement to the games you love. College football odd boosts, NFL lock of the season, over $500,000 in contest prizes on My Bookie right now. 18-week NFL schedule, more action than ever before. You need a sportsbook casino that's reliable. I'm on it. It's easy to navigate. It is wonderful. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your laptop. You can do it anywhere. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code BET975 to get your first ever deposit match dollar for dollar. That's extra money credited to your account instantly. You double your money with your first deposit. Mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 950 ESPN 97.5. You may recognize that voice. Charlie Polillo joining us to talk about what he's got going. Obviously, Charlie, okay, what's your lead? Davis Mills or...
You can stop there.
Okay. That's it. Right? That's it?
Well, I mean, you're coming up on 3 hours straight of it. Who am I to break up a good thing? I was pulling in, and I heard Saban 13. So what was the criteria on the energy?
Most entertaining coach.
Purely yeah, there is no criteria.
Sideline demeanor or yeah. creativity, the way they coach? No. Because when I heard Saban 13, and then I had to come upstairs.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. There was no criteria, so I think it's kind of open to interpretation.
Who's the most entertaining?
The first two that came to mind for me were Saban and Holgorsen.
Holgorsen.
Yeah, so you did coach Holgorsen.
Crazy. I think
the hair flying. And
yeah.
Dabo finished second. Yeah, I think Saban is better.
Dabo
yeah.
and P.J. Fleck yeah. are in a different kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, rah rah type of thing. Those two.
No. Saban would be second for me too.
Dabo never goes crazy on the sideline, does he?
No. He's a rah rah guy.
Yeah.
Ogeron kind of gives you some too. He'll give you some.
Oh yeah.
If audio's attached,
and to the top.
Yeah. No. He looks confused. Not as bad as Les was, but he looks confused at times too. So you're all about. That should have been a sweep, and it's just another one you're going to regret at the end of the year.
Eighth time this season they've had a chance to finish off a sweep, and I'm not counting little two-game series. Three or four-game series, eighth time, won the first two out of three or three out of four, not able to close. Look, glass half full means they won all of those series, but it does feel like you're leaving money on the table, and if you wind up on the road by a game or, heaven forbid, the A's overtake you by a game, but they're in good shape.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's nice to see the A's just struggling as much as they are. They look bad right now.
The Giants are unbelievable.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. All right, Charlie Polillo next right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are not a horse, says the FDA. Stop taking dewormers for COVID. Did you ever take a dewormer in your life?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Have you ever had deworms?
I don't know if somebody put some dewormer in it.
You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all. This was the message. Serious, y'all. Stop it. Don't be idiots.
Is this something that's happening now?
Yeah, apparently.
People can be tricked so easily. The next thing... To the people who are so easily tricked by anything that's COVID-related or medicine-related or whatever, you really just have to start lifting money off those people. I mean,
yeah,
teach them a lesson. Stop being so gullible.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a big problem in Sri Lanka. Drunk driving of elephants. So this is now a law that you cannot drunk drive an elephant anymore. Have you ever drunk driven? Do you think it should be a crime that you shouldn't be able to drunk drive an elephant?
Yeah, could you crush a family with an elephant?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, there's your answer.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like golf carts, I know people don't like it with golf carts, but I feel like, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to flip, you're going to turn yourself over and fall into the water? Eh. Elephant? You could crush an entire family.
That is true. That is true.
So probably dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, a restraining order has been issued in the continuing drama around McDonald's ice cream machines.
You familiar with this? They're never working anywhere.
They don't. It's
the big public thing is you go ask for ice cream, like, yeah. They're not working.
It's never working. Service. It's never
working. So what's going on with this now?
Well, apparently a judge sided with a third-party company that created a device to let restaurants fix broken machines themselves because they can't wait for all of these people, to McDonald's people, to get there to fix the damn machines.
So what's going on? Okay. So now the judge is siding with what?
With the third party that says, hey, we can fix broken, we got a product that'll fix broken machines themselves. So listen, maybe at some time you can get a McDonald's ice cream. That's all I'm saying. Maybe that'll happen in your near future. All right, Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to tell you right now about the CCA. They're having a golf tournament. There's only a few spots left. It's Monday, September 13th at Wildcat Golf Club. Tournament's packed with prizes, raffle, silent auction, lots of fun. Plus, your entry includes lunch, dinner, and drinks. It's presented by Kyrish Truck Centers. All proceeds benefit CCA Texas. Don't wait. Call now. Get in. We're going to have fun. I'm going to play in it too. 713-626-4222. 713-626-4222. 713-626-4222. CCA does a lot to conserve. If you're a fisherman in the state of Texas, you want to be part of this. Or you can just go to the website, ccatexas.org, and you can donate to help them out. They do all kinds. Of course, they worry about our coastlines and fisheries, and they do internships and graduate-level scholarships. CCA Texas is awesome. So if you want to help, ccatexas.org, 713-626-4222, and sign up for the CCA Texas Golf Tournament sponsored by Kyrish Truck Centers.
Will you learn the same lesson?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Real,
let's go.
Fun sports.